My name is Chuck Folk, farmer from Pierce County, and I do live within 2 miles of it, so I'm just making sure you understand some of our concern is emotionally driven. I won't deny it, but the reality for me is a community learned about a project here and they gathered together to unite a voice and saying, wait a second, how come we weren't given the opportunity to consent to such a project even before we had the Department of Energy come forth and announce it to the public?
Everybody's against nuclear waste and putting it into the ground. I don't think there's anybody that's for that. The idea of why people are skeptical, why they don't believe that they're just going to drill these holes and plug them up.
The initial meeting with the State Land Board that the EERC presented a memorandum to specifically states the intent of the project is an exploration for nuclear waste disposal. It is a science project for geology. We understand that. We accept that that's the way the initial project was perceived by many. But the reality is the owner of the project, the Department of Energy, who is outlined in that initial memorandum, is the owner of the project, and he's going to want something for his money. We understand the situation much more, and we are looking at the big picture. When the original statement regarding this was about nuclear waste disposal, how can you ignore those three words?
We'll move on to Dallas Hager, is it?
Yes.
And give us your bio. What are you?
Dallas Hager. I'm also a farmer in Pierce County and a volunteer on the local fire department, as well as an engineer with Rugby Manufacturing.
And give us your take on this proposal.
You know, you got to step back and look at the timeline, how this has progressed, and feels as though, you know, we were the last people to find out, you know, that this site had been chosen, North Dakota had been chosen for this quote-unquote scientific study. But as Chuck had mentioned, when you look at the people behind the project, which is the Department of Energy, their sole focus is to determine whether or not this crystalline rock can, in fact, store nuclear waste.
Pretty upsetting, man.
It's very concerning. I have 4 young children. I'm here to look out for their welfare, my kids, grandkids. So I think it, you know, it's something we need to be aware of.
Stephanie Stanky-Hoym, and give us your bio. What do you do?
I'm currently still a UND graduate student in the history department, but also a business owner. I'm born and raised in Rugby.
And give us your take on this proposal.
The January 5th Department of Energy press release clearly stated the site had already been approved for Rugby, North Dakota, and we hadn't heard a single thing about it. We just want the opportunity to consent to it, to learn what the project is and actually consent to something that may turn into a long-term project.
Are there other counties that are...
There's a map on our website for other sites that they were eliminated. State geologist. Other sites that were eliminated in favor of the one that was chosen in Pierce County.
EERC is the one who sent us the eliminated information. The map came from the state geologist. And if you look at the map, the state geologist said that Rugby would not have been the location he would have specified. He believes that the rock that they're looking for is not necessarily down in that location. It's much more in the eastern portion of the state.
We're here at the Upper Cheyenne Basin meeting, and obviously you guys are kind of at the headwaters of this, and there's a lot of people who are concerned just about the water issue if they were to bury nuclear waste. Anybody want to comment on that?
Part of the legislation that we are proposing, and we're working with our District 14 representatives on, is to give consent, not just the legislation as it is currently specified in our century code, but also to the county and the watershed district within that county. Now, we know that it's far-reaching beyond that, but our reality is that we have to start somewhere with some improvement to our existing code. That is an obvious concern of ours, is the watershed. And the people downstream, be it here in Valley City, in Fargo, in Grand Forks, and our neighbors to the north, should all be aware of what the potential ramifications are.